Hey everybody, it's Monday and we're reading Matthew 11 for New in 22 today. And I want to point you to the very beginning of this chapter. We see something really interesting that I know for years when I was younger, I really struggled with the beginning of chapter 11 because John the Baptist had very clearly identified Jesus as the Messiah, even at the point of Jesus's baptism, before that and after that. I want to read the beginning of chapter 11 here. It says, after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. So this would have been Jesus's hometown area. When John, who was in prison, and we'll talk more about that later, when John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? It seems as if John the Baptist is now beginning to wonder if Jesus is truly the Messiah. Perhaps John took the idea that the Messiah would come in and conquer the Romans, and since John was allowed to be in prison and Jesus could have done something about that and didn't, and now Jesus is not going around helping the Jewish people from the suppression of the Romans, then it would be confusing to John. Jesus, verse 4, replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. So Jesus is giving John the Baptist a message that, don't worry, John, I am the Messiah, and I have come to heal people, not just physically, but spiritually. It's interesting, at the end of this section, Jesus, after speaking to the people around him, the crowd around him, he's telling them all about John. And so then at the end, Jesus says in verse 18, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man, Jesus speaking of himself, came eating and drinking, and they say, here's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. You see, people were so selfish, so self-centered, so about themselves that John the Baptist's message had not been heard. Jesus's message had not been heard because people were so egocentric. Man, things haven't changed, have they? People are looking for a savior, oftentimes, that just make them feel comfortable. And that's not what Jesus came to do. You may have heard me say before, Jesus never said, I have come that you may be comfortable. In fact, Jesus tells us that as true disciples, true followers of him, that comfort isn't anywhere near the top of what Jesus desires for us. He desires righteousness. And that righteousness sometimes ends in some discomfort. It certainly did for John the Baptist. It did for Jesus. And it does for us, hopefully not with the kind of death that John had or that Jesus had. But we have to remember that Jesus didn't come to just make us comfortable. Jesus came to save us. The people then were looking for somebody to make things comfortable. And people today are looking for an easy to follow God who makes them happy and comfortable, and who is fun. And this is why so many people seek happiness through sinful activities, thinking that they'll just have fun and there won't be any consequences for that. And then they end up feeling empty and lost. The bottom line is the only one that can fill that spot of true fulfillment in our lives is Jesus. And we'll see as we continue on in the Gospels that some people gladly accept the news of Christ, even though it comes with a cost, and others reject Christ because it gets in the way of what they want to do. Let's remember that God doesn't call us to do easy things. He calls us to do hard things that are totally worth it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.